Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code so I can better assist you?
84088.
All right. Thank you for that. Just one second. I get logged in here. And let's see. And your name, please?
Dean Clausen.
All right. Thank you. And you did say 84088?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Nothing's coming up right away with that zip code. Can you spell your last name for me, please?
Clausen.
All right, I think I may have located you. Let's see, could you verify for security purposes your mailing address, please?
8133 Partridge Run Way, West Jordan, Utah.
Let's see, I think I pulled the wrong one. Hold on, let me go back. Okay, and you said the last name was Clausen. Could it be under a different first name?
Could be under Howard.
Howard.
Howard Clausen.
Okay, and what was the first name that you had given me, sir?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
What was the other name that you had given?
Dean Clausen.
Dean. Okay. And that, I'm assuming that's D-E-A-N?
Yes.
Okay.
C-L-A-U-S-O-N.
Okay. Sorry. Each time I search, I have to re-enter it, so that's why I couldn't... Okay, hold on. I think I said, let's see. All right, yes, and you did say 8133 Partridge Runway. All right.
Yes.
All right, give me just a second. I'm just waiting for the information to load, but I did locate you. So.
Okay.
I'm just wanting to move slow today. Okay, so Mr. Clausen, I did locate you, and I'm showing that this is in regards to, looks like a tactical bag. Let's see.
A what bag?
So it looks like it's a tactical bag. I'm trying to see if I can find the information on that for you. Just a second. I'm just trying to pull that up. Let's see.
There's actually two charges on my credit card that I need to verify.
Okay. Okay. So it's basically just like a, it's like a backpack, and I guess it's got like different little gadgets on it.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay, I do remember that, and that was for, I believe, 574. There was another purchase or another charge for 6732 that I don't remember about.
Okay, let's see. All right, so... Okay, I do see what this is. And I'm showing that the tactical bag, that was a welcoming gift for our discount shopping store, which is a membership. Each month it is the charge of the $56.95. And what they do is they send you a $125 gift voucher that you use to spend at the discount shopping store online. It has different gadgets and whatnot on there. So I do see that you were charged for that.
I didn't authorize that.
Okay, so looking this over, and I do apologize for any misunderstanding, but I do show that when you signed up for that tactical backpack, that was a welcoming gift for the gadget membership, and in doing so, you would have had to agree saying that you did understand that, it was a membership to the discount shopping store.
Well, first place, I want to cancel that. I
Okay, yeah,
don't
not a
want
problem.
that. And in the second place, I didn't receive any vouchers that like you were talking about.
Okay, so let's take a look here. And let me just verify with you that the email we have is dean.clausen@comcast.net. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
Okay, so I do know they would have been sent to your email. So I would want to suggest make sure you do check your junk and your spam folder. But since you're saying that you have not received it, what I can do is I will send an email over to corporate office and make them aware that the email with those vouchers was not received.
Okay.
All right, let's see. And right, so what I have done is I am getting that canceled. I'm just waiting for that to process for you. And do this.
So to make sure that I understand, this charge for $67.32 was just strictly for membership. There was no merchandise involved.
Right. Okay, so basically what they do is you're enrolled in a membership club where you get that voucher each month. So like the tactical bag and whatnot, those kinds of things are offered on the discount membership store. And with the voucher, you can, it lets you decide what you want from there. All right. So I have processed the cancellation, and I do have a confirmation number to provide you for that.
Can you email that to me?
Okay. Now, I don't have any way to personally send you an email, sir. What I can do is
Okay.
I can provide you the cancellation number while I've got you on the line, and when I'm sending this over to corporate, letting them know that you didn't receive the email for the voucher, I can also request them to send you the cancellation email as well.
Okay, if you can give me that number now, I just didn't have anything to write on, but I'm ready
Okay.
now.
All right. I'm sorry about that. It's C as in Charlie.
C
260
260
739
739
268.
268. Okay. And what's the name of the company or the name of the store or whatever?
Okay, it's the discount shopping store.
Okay.
All right. Was there anything else I could help you with today, sir?
Nope. That's basically all I need. As long as it's getting canceled, that's the main thing.
Yes, sir. That has been taken care of.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
You too.